Here it is live, Say What You Will Radio Studios in Mesa, Arizona. It's the Pops and Low Radio Show with your host, the purveyors of odd news, Pops and Low.
All right, thanks, Andrew Jones, for that awesome intro. Low, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well, doing well. We're already back in it, you know, just a day and some change removed.
It is.
So, yeah, back in the saddle.
It's 2021.
Yeah.
Officially. And well, that means 2020 is behind us. Now, I don't know if that's a good thing necessarily or a bad thing.
Yeah,
we'll find out, I suppose.
Thank goodness the clock didn't stop at 2020, right? You saw all those like memes about the clock stopping to just keep. Oh, man. Always a fear.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think a lot of people are probably happy that 2020 is behind us, I think.
I think.
I don't know.
I don't think there's a single person out there that's like, yeah, let's just do that again.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I think you're right about that, Ken. And anyway, what's new? Anything new on your plate since it's been 2021? Anything new and exciting?
You know what? We do have something new and exciting next week.
Oh, yeah. Tell us.
I might as well premise it now. So next week, we actually have a Guinness World Record holder coming on the show.
Tell me more.
Tell you more. So for those of you who are collectors or people who just enjoy seeing overly large collections of things, okay, next week we have the world Guinness World Record holder of the largest Funko Pop collection.
Whoa.
So he's going to be coming on the show. He has a YouTube channel, Instagram. You can check him out on both. But he's actually going to be coming on the show. We're going to talk to him a little bit about his collection. He has a collection of everything you could ever think of. I mean, you name a character from a comic book, a sitcom, he has it.
We'll have to at least bring the ones on that we own. Should we?
Or true. That's a good point. Just be relatable.
Or are we stealing his thunder? Probably not, because he probably has.
He has all of them.
If we have it,
he has it.
I guarantee it.
He has ones that I'm sure people spend lifetimes trying to find. It's
Yeah,
it's pretty impressive.
Well, listen, because it is the 2021, the new year. If you want to share whatever, you know, your New Year's resolution with Pops and Low today on the show, you can certainly do that in the live chat. You can call us. I might even post the link to this show right there in the chat, and you can come on if you want.
Hey, why not? Bring them all.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, just if you're going to jump on, just, you know, whatever you got to do, whatever you got to say. So we're going to go ahead and post that in the comment section there down below.
You got that right, Ken.
But yeah, man, this year, people got a lot of crazy resolutions this year, you know, and understandably, last year was such a whirlwind. Who knows? So I don't even remember what I was trying to do last year.
Yeah, I don't know. Anytime I ever come up with a resolution, I never get it.
Gone
never,
by February.
I mean, that long?
That's fair. Okay. Yeah. You said January the 3rd is the cutoff, usually.
Well, you know, I mean, it's always the lose weight thing.
Right. Always. You
know? And we're going to go, actually, we're going to go through the top 10 most common New Year's resolutions on today's show. We're
going to talk about that.
And then we're going to talk about some odd or different resolutions
in the true spirit of odd news.
Yeah, in the true spirit of odd news. So again, if you just tuned in, if you want to share what your New Year's resolutions are, we would love to hear. You can call us at 602-475-2000, or you can post it in the chat room,
or you can take it a step further.
Take it a step further.
Hit that link, jump on the show with us, you know, whatever you got to say, let's hear it.
That's right. Absolutely. So we can talk about a couple odd news stories if you'd like.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's jump into it. What better way to start 2021?
Absolutely. So let me bring up this guy's picture.
Oh, geez.
There we go. Check out this guy.
Looks like a winner.
This guy, he changed his name to Celine Dion.
Why?
After having too much to drink.
Okay. Right. Okay. You know what? I get it then. I get it. I thought it was just like out of pure, like, no, I really want to be, you know, a big obsessed fan, whatever the case may be.
That's right.
That's a frat bet gone wrong.
Hey, well, there's Thomas Hamilton. He's from Glasgow, Scotland. He's here. Hello, Thomas. How are you, sir?
Good to see you.
I would love to know what your New Year's resolutions are. If you made any.
Yeah.
Let us know. And Mark Espo's in the room.
Ah,
he says, ahead. Love the hat.
Pay attention to the merch, people. Go ahead. Let's point out the merch.
Look at that.
It's our newest sponsor. We're going to be running a little bit of it.
That's right.
Yeah. We're going to run a commercial about them a little later. You're going to want to stick around and see that.
The Espinoza Group.
Yep. Yep. Definitely go check them out.
Absolutely. So we'll be running an ad here in just a minute with their new ad. But let's talk about this guy.
I bet you I know what Thomas Hamilton's resolution is.
What is that?
Go outside.
Yeah,
be able to get outside. That's it. You know, step one,
live life.
Yeah, make it outside.
Get back to normal. Again, this guy here, this guy, Celine Dion. Almost looks like Ken Jennings. Does he not? He's got that dork factor.
He looks like that. He looks like every Jersey cop you've ever seen. Yeah. He looks like just the most basic form of a dude ever.
Right.
Man, Celine Dion, I didn't see that coming.
Well, a 30-year-old man decided to change his name to Celine Dion after having a few too many glasses of wine. Wine, no less.
Nah, that's, see, that's why. Because, like, if you're going to change your name and you're drinking beer or hard liquor, you're going to change it to something good. You're not changing to Celine Dion. Like, oh, man, that was more like a dinner party gone bad.
Yeah, that guy. Does he have a man card?
Nah, it's gone now.
It's gone.
Either that or this was all a bet, a dare.
Maybe. Well, no, he, well, we'll find out. We will find out. Yeah, his name is Thomas Dodd, otherwise known as Celine. Right. Had the idea while watching one of the Canadian singers' concerts on YouTube over Christmas.
He's super drunk watching Celine Dion concerts. Like, you know what I'm going to do? Change my name.
That's right.
That's what I'm going
to
do.
He thought it would be a great idea to pay £89. He's over there.
Right.
Pounds. In the UK to officially take her name, but completely forgot about it when the official deed poll documents landed on his doorstep on Wednesday.
So it's been a span of a couple of days now.
That's right.
Okay. So dude's like, you know what? I got a great idea. He's trash. He's probably by himself. I'm just going to guess that now. He's probably by himself. He was like, you know what? This is a great idea. Called, got it all done moving forward. Right. Man, showed up a couple of days later. Oh,
whoops.
Yeah. That's a big undoing.
Thomas Hamilton says, hello, brother. How are you doing? I'm doing well, Thomas. And I think I can speak for Lo as well. I think we're both doing pretty well.
Oh, yeah.
He says, that's right, mate. Happy New Year's, guys. Happy New Year's to you as well, Thomas. I'd love to know, again, if you're just tuning in, let us know what your New Year's resolutions are. We would love to hear them. And I'm going to take a guess on each one to see how long it actually lasts.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you on the spot.
If you guys are just tuning in, that number that keeps scrolling across the bottom of the screen, you can call in and talk to us. Don't be shy. I know some people are like, oh, stage fright. No, don't worry about it. We're not going to roast you or anything. If you want to roast us, feel free. Like, you know, but also there's a link at the top of the comments there. If you click that, you can actually join us here in the show and you can do that from your phone. So
that's right.
Feel free to jump on there.
Oh my gosh. It's Marty Vines.
Oh, goodness.
Marty Vines. I used to work with Marty Vines. We sold Harley Davidsons together.
Shout out Marty Vines.
Yeah, he has grown since I've seen him last. Quite the epic beard.
Ah,
it's coming in well.
You know what?
It's coming in well.
We could be the purveyors of facial hair as well. You know, not only the purveyors of odd news, but
that's right.
As bearded people ourselves, we appreciate that.
Back to the article. Once you receive your papers, you will need to sign them before an independent witness and inform your relevant record holders before your name is considered changed. But Thomas has no plans to go back to on his decision and hopes it might get him backstage at one of the Idol's future gigs. Listen, buddy.
Wait.
I don't think it's going to happen.
So, yeah, like, when is this going to come up in conversation and help you get backstage?
Yeah.
She's not going to be like, hey, who out there in the audience has my name?
No, she's come thinking, backstage. You're weird enough.
Yes.
You're kooky enough to change your name to Celine Dion.
I would respect it.
I'm not going to have you backstage.
Exactly. Like, yeah. I would respect the fact if, you know, he goes through with it, so he got the papers, he's like, oh, man, what an idiot. I was so drunk, whatever, and just moved on, never changed the name. Right. But, like, he's going through with it.
But he does admit he is dreading telling his bosses about this new moniker.
Yeah.
And that his mom, I like the mom.
Mom.
Has not seen the funny side of it. Yeah, mom's not getting that.
Yeah, she's
mom beef. Named his kid 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And she took, you know.
Oh, man.
Celine he's kind of undoing what mom did.
Look, I'm just saying there's better names you could have come up with, buddy.
Celine Dion. Well, he's a big fan. Thomas, a hospitality manager from Tamworth, Staffordshire. That sounds like a nice place, doesn't it?
It sounds elegant.
It should be in The Hobbit.
Right. Yeah. It sounds like too much grass, you know, vegetation everywhere. Right.
Yeah. Staffordshire explained how he came up with his idea after getting sozzled. Sozzled.
So is that what the UK calls getting smashed, sauced, wasted, sozzled, whatever you want to call it?
While watching Celine Dion perform a show in Las Vegas on YouTube, he said, "I have been planning to go to see her in Vegas, but obviously couldn't do it due to COVID. So I became a bit hooked with watching her concerts on YouTube. And as it's the next best thing, I'm a bit obsessed with her and always has been."
I mean, we figured that out.
Well, you changed. Yeah, it's kind of kooky, buddy. You're kind of kooky. Got to tell you. I remember watching the Celine Dion concert of her performing in Vegas, and that is all about, or that is about all I can remember. I wish I knew what happened, but it was a hazy night.
Yeah. And you know what happened? You, ended the concert on YouTube, right, and you went on your computer and decided to start the process.
Wow. Oh my goodness. I then came home from work on Wednesday and there was a big white envelope on the floor by the door, which said, "Do not bend." It looked quite important, and it was full of all these official certificates. As soon as I read it, I had to sit down in the kitchen.
Yeah. He's like, "I can't believe I did that." Thomas Hamilton says, "I love my name." You know what? Okay, and let's not, you know, this isn't a shot in any way. In fact, I feel like this is respect. Your name sounds like you're from where you're from.
Yeah, exactly right. Thomas Hamilton. By the way, Thomas Hamilton, since you're over in the UK, you're over in Ireland, right? Do they serve John Smith's bitters over there?
Oh, yeah, that is a thing.
I'm just curious. All right, Heather Claire Lander, she popped in. She said, "Hi, you guys." Hello, Heather. How are you?
How's it going?
Happy New Year. Hey, listen, Heather, since you're here, we're curious. Do you have a New Year's resolution or more than one? And if you do, are you willing to share? Because we'd love to hear everybody's New Year's resolutions. Just curious.
Yeah, we got a couple new people that jumped in on the show here. If you guys are watching right now, feel free to give us a call. There's that phone number at the bottom of the screen. Let us know your New Year's resolution. Let us know something that you're trying to do for the new year, or just why you're excited it's 2021. So just give us a call. Put it in the comments if you don't want to call. Or, again, at the top of the page, top of the comments, you can actually come on the show.
That's right. There you go. All right. So it says, back to we're talking about a guy who changed his name to Celine Dion after a few too many bottles of wine.
Winner.
He says, "I was like, this can't be real, but it's as real as it gets. I just don't remember doing it. I'm a bit of a Celine Dion super fan and obviously just thought this would be hilarious, but my mom doesn't think so. She wasn't pleased. I did tell her it could be worse. It could have been Boris Johnson." See what he did there? "We're just lucky he doesn't have any live concerts on YouTube." Oh boy. She finds it funny now though, as does my sister, but she nearly choked on her sandwich when I told her.
Yeah. Mm. And understandably, like, again, if you're going to choose a name, there's a lot of better other ones out there.
Oh, Scotland. I said Ireland.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So sorry.
Yeah. He's from Glasgow.
Yeah. No, so they do have it in Glasgow, Scotland. Yeah, okay,
very good. They have that John Smith bitters there.
Yeah, I'm kind of itching to try it, being that that's my name.
So, hey, Thomas, if you're feeling, you know, the holiday spirit and you feel encouraged, we're
that
here.
That would probably cost like 200 pounds
to ship. Yeah, could you imagine?
Probably, man, more than that.
All the way here.
Heather, she says 2021, let me put that up on the big screen there. She says 2021 is going to be my year as I moved out of where I am and I'm going to better myself as well. Good for you, Heather.
Hey, that's the best resolution there can be. Just a better version of myself.
That's right. That's right. That's a high and mighty resolution,
man. Wish you the best with that. Cause, mine is always the same, but you know, I wound up being about the same.
That's right. That's right.
So.
All right. Well, I think we've ran that story to death. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Celine Dion is the man's name, and so it shall be.
Yeah. And if you just kind of tuned in, this is the guy.
That is right there. Celine Dion.
His name is now Celine Dion.
Yeah. If you were looking for the singer, this is the wrong show.
Mm. Nice. We got to reach out to Celine Dion, see if he wants to be on the show.
Why, buddy? What were you drinking?
I have.
It better be good wine.
No idea. So. Do you have any New Year's resolutions, Lo?
My New Year's resolution is for this show to get 1,000 likes.
Oh my.
Okay. And again,
that's quite a lofty goal.
I'm shooting for the moon.
That's a lofty goal.
You know what? We got about 250 followers right now. If we can get 1,000 followers, I think that's something that we can achieve.
I bet there's 1,000 people over in Glasgow that would love to follow the show.
I'm saying. So, Thomas, reach out to your friends, your family. Okay.
We're putting a lot of pressure.
I know. Thomas,
a lot of pressure.
Thomas has been a ride or die for us. But if you guys are watching the show, feel free to share this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Jacob Thompson's in the room. Hello, Jacob.
Wow, Jacob Thompson. Wow, we're getting...
Kelly is here. Kelly, we got to know. Kelly,
how are you?
Any New Year's resolutions, Jacob? Any?
Jacob, to dress less like Farva. That should be his New Year's resolution. To
dress less like Farva.
Right.
What's that favorite restaurant of yours, Farva?
Shenanigans.
Oh, share, guys. Thanks, Thomas. See?
Yeah, appreciate that.
Thomas knew what we were saying.
See? I get it.
That's right. Well, odd news story. Number two. And let me bring this character up. Heather says, what else?
What about us on the south coast of England?
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Now, I'm sure, Heather, if you're on the south coast of England, is that near the Wales? Is that Wales?
Look,
I don't know. I don't know my geography. I'm really bad at that. But I bet you have John Smith's bitters. Very probably just down the street, maybe even in your fridge.
Just wonder how we would go about getting that here. We may need to strike up a deal for that. Jacob Thompson said no. His resolution is to dress
more like Farva.
Kyle Clark said, "Get that liter soda, or get that liter cola.
Get that liter of cola." Oh man,
the second one was not nearly as good as the first one.
No, it wasn't.
It was really upsetting. They put all that time and pressure, and it just wasn't as good. It's a damn shame.
Now, how about this guy? Okay, this guy here. Check him out. All right, he's obviously in a lineup.
I mean,
right?
Yeah, the makings of a winner.
Yeah, the headline here: man threatens to kill former boss after he didn't accept his Facebook friend request.
Ah, hey, you want to be Facebook friends? You know what? Nah, I really don't think so. Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
Like, how does that conversation go?
Let's see what Heather says. Yes, we do. I might send you some after COVID.
Hey, see,
you will be my new best friend, Heather.
Yep. Number one fan right there.
Yes. And I will proudly display them on the show.
Yeah. And see, that's the thing. We'll pop them right here so you can see it. And obviously the guy's face is in the way, but right in the middle of the table, after we try a few, we'll leave the rest there. Jacob Thompson said second one sucked. Yeah, it was terrible. Right. You could just tell they were trying too hard.
And Cody, this is not undrafted GM, but I do appreciate that. The little NFL thing.
Yeah. And hey, Cody, just remember our conversation last night, speaking of undrafted GM. Yeah. So this guy looks like the exact type of guy that you would think would threaten to kill his boss if he didn't accept his Facebook friend request.
The article says no wonder he didn't want to be friends on his Facebook. A North Dakota man is accused of threatening to kill his former boss after he didn't accept his Facebook friend request, according to the Wilston Herald.
Thomas says, can you guys send me a friend request?
Yes. We certainly will.
I feel like that was low-key a threat, Thomas. So, yes.
Don't kill me.
We're sending it now. Oh, geez.
Absolutely. This guy's name is Caleb Bursick.
Okay, no offense to any Calebs out there, but he looks like a Caleb.
Yeah, 29 years old, sent his old employer the invitation to become a virtual pal on Christmas Eve, the paper said, but when Bursick didn't receive a prompt response, he allegedly began to send his ex-boss menacing messages, including one which read, "Accept my friend request or I'm going to murder you."
Okay, now let's clarify something. Maybe because this was written out in text,
right?
Maybe it's sarcastic. He's like, "Oh man, accept my friend request. I'll kill you if you don't."
That's right.
Like, it could have been something real subtle.
Let's see what here Heather says. She says, "Yeah, he does. He is scaring me. But guys, feel free to send me a friend request."
Jeez, man, you guys are putting us on the spot here.
Yeah, no, we will for sure.
Oh man,
absolutely. After the show, we will definitely do that.
If any of you guys know Caleb, stay away from him.
That's right. 2 days and still no response later. The jilted worker wrote that there would be trouble if he had to get in his truck and track the man down. He included a picture of his pickup truck in the message.
What? This is the mode of transportation I'm going to use to kill you.
Yeah.
Here's my license plate number in case I do murder you.
Like, well, you know, he's probably not the smartest, you know, probably not the smartest.
Oh, man.
Bursick also allegedly kicked in the front door in his former employer's house, the Herald reported. So he's getting serious now. He's kicking the door in. In a Snapchat, authorities said Bursick posted a photo of himself in a cap and vest with a message saying the victim's family would need a new door. This guy's a buffoon.
Okay, so let me ask you this, Caleb, okay? As you're going through and all these things are happening, mm-hmm. right? What part of this makes you feel like, let's say he does accept it now.
Right.
Are you guys just friends? Like, what's the end result here?
Yeah.
Kevin D is trying to watch, but he doesn't have Facebook. There's a way he can, is there a way he can watch online?
Yeah, let him know. I'm going to go ahead and post this link in the chat.
Yeah, and he can feel free to
and that's going to be out. Cutting Edge Network.
Yeah, and shout out to Cutting Edge Network. For you, those of you that are on right now, Cutting Edge Network is actually partnered with Roku.
That's right.
They do have a Roku channel, so you're going to actually be able to watch us. We're being live streamed on there right now. So if you're going to go to that, what's going to happen, you'll pull up that website, and their first video, it'll be right on that front page. They're actually going to have that live screen. You'll just want to full screen that bad boy.
That's right.
And yeah, so definitely check us out over there. But man, talk about, like, again, what comes and what is fruitful about this friendship
there? Well, this definitely doesn't sound like a friendship.
No.
Surveillance footage from his former boss's home showed the man who kicked in the door was wearing an identical outfit, according to court documents obtained by the paper. The suspect's boss was not named in the documents, but Bursick's Facebook profile, which has 550 friends. Oh, good for him. I'm sure they're all very close friends. It says the most recently worked as a wireline operator at GR Energy Services until March, with a subheading that reads F you, Kelly Duncan, followed by a red faced devil emoji. I guess
this guy, there's a reason this guy did not want to be friends with him.
No, the guy's insane. Bursick was charged with felony counts of burglary and terrorizing in connection to the bizarre incident. He is due on court in court on January
27th.
Jeez.
Wow. Don't be a stalker, people.
Hey, listen, we got to do a quick sponsor. And of course, that's our friends over at the Espinoza Group.
And when Pop says we have to, we don't have to. We want to.
Well, we want to.
So make sure you check this out.
Give me 30 seconds to talk about the Espinoza Group, a group within the real estate firm in Gilbert, Arizona. Sherry says, what many agents don't take into account is that it's not just the house itself that dictates how we go about marketing and selling it. That's why in my career in real estate for over 20 years, I've developed systems, processes, and resources specific to each different situation you might be in. Visit their website at www.azhomesbysherry.com. That's azhomesbysherry, S-H-E-R-I.com. Or you can visit their office at 1521 East Elliott Road, suite number 104, Gilbert, Arizona, 85234. Experience the difference. All right, here we are. We're back. And Heather Claire, she said, how do I get to join you guys on the show? Well, you can easily if you go to the very top of the comments. And you're going to see a link to StreamYard. In fact, I'll repost that link. That'll just make it easier for you. Let's see. Copy.
And real quick, while he's posting that, I want to give a quick shout out to someone I just saw come on and view the show. Hopefully he's still watching. But Dylan Needham, how are you, sir? It's been a long time. So it's really awesome to see that we got some new faces jumping on here. Right. But yeah, so that link right there, I'll tell you what I'll do is I'll even post that to the top for you guys. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pin that to the top of the comment section. If you guys feel like jumping on the show, giving your thoughts, you can do that from your phone, from your computer, whatever.
Yeah.
Feel free to hit that link.
Maybe you might have to copy and paste it. I don't know.
But, I believe so.
Either way.
Yeah.
Either way, you can use that link to join the show. We're always welcome to have guests on the show. This is another story. This guy. How about this guy?
Okay.
This guy is my new hero.
Okay, so this is a good odd news.
Oh, yeah, this is great odd news. Okay. Kentucky man uses flamethrower to clear the snow from his driveway.
Did you see this? No.
Have you had a chance to see this?
No. Okay.
A Kentucky man showed off his unusual method of clearing snow from his driveway with a video showing him using a flamethrower to remove the unwanted snow. Timothy Browning posted a video to Facebook showing him dressed as Cousin Eddie from the National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation while drinking a beer and using a flamethrower to clear the snow.
Please tell me he had the hat with the ears flipped up and all that. He needed the whole Cousin Eddie look.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic.
Quote, Browning Snow Services, God bless America, Browning wrote in the Facebook post. Browning's unusual snow removal was also caught on camera from the porch of a neighborhood house.
Yeah, because who the heck just has a flamethrower?
Well, not too many people.
Oh, please tell me that we have a clip of this.
I got it. Yes. Here he is, right here in Kentucky. Where else?
Okay, that was badass.
Was that one of the most beautiful things you've ever seen?
That was badass. Not only was that awesome, because who the hell has a flamethrower like that just lying around to use on their driveway? But the fact that the camera pans up and he's pounding the beer like Cousin Eddie.
He's got the cigar in his mouth. He's got
the hat, cigar, the robe, all that. That's fantastic.
Oh, that was wonderful.
Oh, that's a classic. Hey, working hard. You feel me? Whatever it looks like, whatever it takes for to get you out there and clear the snow.
That's right.
Jeez.
You're right about that, Lo. Let's see here. Man. Okay, then, she said. Yeah.
Hey,
Heather, you're exactly right. Now, I don't know if you're saying okay to the video.
Yeah, feel free.
Or if you're saying okay to join the show, but you're welcome to the StreamYard.
Either way,
right there is right there. But if you come on, you've got to talk about what your resolutions are. I don't know if you've thought of any, if you have any, if that's even a thing anymore.
Yeah, do people still do that? I don't know.
I don't
know.
I don't because I fail at them all.
You let yourself down too much?
I let myself down too much.
I get it.
Absolutely. So we have the list of the top 10 most popular New Year's resolutions.
Right. So we're going to go off that top 10.
That's right.
But then we're going to follow up on our own little, we found a unusual New Year's resolution list. So we're going to touch base on both.
That's right. That's right. Number one, read more. I'm sorry. Number 10, we're going from 10 to one.
Right. 10 to one.
To read more.
Right. Yeah. And see, that's something that, you know, I hear a lot of people be like, you know, I really want to get into reading. I have a difficult time getting to reading. I'll be honest. I'm very lucky. I enjoy reading.
So
for me, it was very easy. I read when I'm bored. Like, but
see, the problem is I read that and I almost felt like stopping halfway through. just the two words, read more.
Read more. All right.
So it's not going to work for me.
See
what I'm saying?
I'm telling you, look, my advice for people out there that want to read more. It's not about what you read. It's about whatever you enjoy reading. Find anything. It doesn't matter. Find something you like to read or would like to learn about, and then just read it instead of watching it.
Can you do it on an iPhone?
I believe so.
I believe you can, Thomas. I believe people have joined the show on their iPhone. In fact, the little mullet kid.
Yeah. Now, I believe it'll look obviously kind of like more like a Zoom call. Like it'll be a little moving around and whatnot, but.
That's fine.
Hey, we're here for all of it.
You certainly can. You can join anytime you want.
Yeah.
And I believe you can on an iPhone, but I think you have to have, I don't know. It all depends on the operating system.
Maybe. Yeah. And that's the thing. I'm not sure if it takes iOS 14 or what the case is.
You might have to download Google Chrome.
Yeah. On your iPhone. You go. And that's free. That's the nice thing. But
Google Chrome,
if you guys are looking to jump on, don't be afraid. We'll kick you off when we want you off. So
that's exactly right. We have the power to do that.
Don't worry.
Yeah, that's right. I would love to have Thomas Hamilton on the show.
Yeah, it'd be fun. It'd be fun. Good.
He's been a long time listener.
Yeah, and we appreciate that.
All right. And then number nine is travel more.
Oh, man. Now, that's always on the list, though.
That's always on the list. I'm down for traveling.
I would put that higher.
I would love to travel more. The problem is my other, you know, one of mine is to save money.
Right. So it contradicts itself.
It contradicts itself.
Travel more, save money.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Number seven, spend more time with family and friends. I'm sorry, that's number eight. I don't have them marked, so I'm doing the math in my head. Spend more time with family and friends.
Yeah, always needs to happen.
Yeah, but the COVID.
Yeah. Oh, man.
COVID.
If that was your resolution, sorry.
I'm sorry. Yeah. You can't do it. You can't have friends over.
You picked a bad 2 years.
Yeah.
Anyways,
you need to live alone by yourself, locked in your house forever.
Yeah. You need to be a hermit.
Number seven, quit smoking. Well, you know,
it was hard for me too.
All right. Yeah. I didn't.
Me neither.
I mean, I occasionally have a cigar.
Yeah. I mean, but not enough. Different dynamic.
Not enough to say it's something I got to quit to do, quit doing.
If anything, maybe smoke a few more cigars.
There you have it.
That would be my solution.
That's
what that.
That's kind of the opposite.
Let's go the other way with it.
The opposite. Yeah. I like that.
Smoke more.
Number six is save more money, spend less money.
So no traveling.
No traveling.
No smoking. You can
save money by quitting smoking.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, that's $7 a pack. That'll save you quite a bit. Live life to the fullest.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
That's like,
I don't know what that means.
This is like one of those feel good things. Like, that's probably why I don't like resolutions. Cause like so many of them are like facades. It's like, oh, live life to the fullest. What is that?
That doesn't even mean anything.
Like, what day do you wake up and it goes 100% perfectly how you exactly wanted it to? And you're like, it could not have gone better. That's not how life works.
No.
Be real.
Live life to the fullest.
Yeah. Like,
what does that mean? The number four is learn a new skill or hobby.
Now that's a big one.
Yeah.
Okay. Cause especially the new skill thing.
If I started a new hobby, I think your mother would kill me.
Look, not going to comment on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Man of many passions, but, you know, as far as a learn a new skill,
right.
That's pivotal one. If you could try to learn one new thing that benefits you every day.
Yes. I would like to know how to weld.
Yeah, that would be a great one to just figure out.
Yeah.
Man, if I could just, oh, look, figured it out. That would be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Might not see us anymore.
Well, that's right. Number three is get organized.
Yeah. Never going to happen.
You know, I had another list, but I can't find it.
Right.
Lose weight. Now, I have been working to lose weight since March.
Now, Pops that's going to carry over. Yes.
I have successfully done that.
Yes, he's lost a ton of weight.
I have. I'm pretty proud.
I would say my goal currently somehow seems to be the opposite. Not intentionally.
Right.
But that's just kind of the path we're on here, people. But, you know, one day at a time.
That's right. So lose weight. And then what do you think number one is? Without looking at the screen, I don't know if you did or not.
See, I would have guessed lose weight was number one.
Well, it's close. It's kind of tied into that idea. Exercise.
Hit the gym.
Right. So I think a lot of people would say, maybe I should finally start using my gym card that I got last year.
Right.
When I wanted to exercise more.
I've been paying that $15 membership every month for the past 3 years.
Right. The past 3 years.
Yeah.
So there you go. So we're going to get into the next one.
Yeah. Those were the boring resolutions. The ones that's what you hope to do all year long.
Yeah. It's all good intention type stuff.
Yeah. We're going to get into some of the more unusual here.
We're going to, some more of the unusual. Let's see. Should we run one more? There are a couple ads I got to run. So
yeah, we have people we want to show you people. We want to bring some light.
That's right.
To some people that you guys need to know about. Let's go ahead and
listen.
Okay. Oh, listen, Linda.
Listen, Linda.
Right.
What is it? February.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
I was trying to guess where you're going.
Is right around the corner. So check out Gray Feather Farms. Give me a moment to talk about one of our sponsors, Gray Feather Farm. Phyllis wrote back on December 22nd, by far the best products I've ever bought. Don't waste your money on drugstore products that don't do what they say they will do. Shipping is always extremely fast. Can't say enough good things. Highly recommend everything Jennifer sells. Guys, February's coming up and you know what that means. It's going to be Valentine's Day soon. So if you missed out on these products for Christmas for that favorite little lady in your life, make sure you get some for Valentine's Day. Place your orders now. Go to the link below this video or go to saywhatyouwillradio.com. Go to the sponsors area and click Gray Feather Farm. You'll get free shipping anywhere in the United States. Now back to the show. All right, we're back and we're talking about odd New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, so we found some odd ones, some ones that are a little off the wall. I do want to address something though. For those of you that watched that commercial, tell me Pops didn't have his Valentine's Day voice on.
I did.
That was a little more of the sensual side. It was like that ASMR or whatever they call it. The whispering. Here you go. This is what you
public
need to know.
Good like public radio.
Right. Yeah. The AM.
AM.
And you're live and it's 6 a.m. Right. Oh,
my favorite breakfast item is a scone.
Oh God. I can't stand them.
And my chai tea. I love chai tea and I love scones.
Look, if we here's a public service announcement for you. If we ever get to that part where we're
it's like a horse with a broken leg.
Boom. Yeah. Gone
through the head.
Right.
Anyway, number one, get your photo taken in 5 interesting places.
See, that's cool. I like that because that forces you to go somewhere you haven't been.
Yeah, that's going to do the whole travel thing, too, right? You're going to kill 2 birds with a stone.
And you're also going to lose money. So there you go.
Yeah. So get your photo taken in 5 interesting places. You guys need to be writing these down because these are great ideas.
We're going to quiz you on them.
That's right.
Next week.
And then, so maybe we'll do that this year. Maybe we'll have our picture taken.
In 5 new places. 5
interesting places.
We'll have 5 new places for the Pops and Low radio show to be this year.
Who knows about that?
He said, I don't know about all that. That's a big commitment.
That's a huge commitment.
He said,
And my record with New Year's resolutions isn't good. So
he said, I'll probably forget it by next week.
Number 2 is learn a decent party trick.
Oh, man.
How about that?
Okay. You know what? Let's put you on the spot here, Pop. Yeah. What was your go-to party trick?
I don't know if I had a go-to party trick. I used to be able to make the quarter disappear.
I'll say I've seen that. Remember one. That? Yep. Yeah. Yep. I'll say I've seen that one.
Not real good.
Party I didn't tricks. Know if, you know, we were pulling out the archives there. I didn't know if we had any, anything stashed away. I didn't have any sober party tricks, you know? So party tricks aren't fun sober.
No. Another one, spell Albuquerque. That's a party trick. Because a lot of people will make that bet. I will bet you a beer or a drink that you can't spell Albuquerque.
You know what's funny? You just asked me right now, and up until you asked me, I probably could have.
Yeah, yeah. Give it a shot.
Albuquerque.
No, you already spelled it wrong. That's all right. You threw one too many R's in there. It's anyway.
Yeah. Oh, man, so that's going to bother me the rest of the day. Thanks, guys. Wow, Pop.
See there? Right there. That's one.
I promise you I could pass an IQ test. You see what I did there?
Yeah. Whoops.
You can't pass an IQ test. Anyways.
I studied. Well, yeah, that's true. I studied all night for my urinalysis test.
There you go.
Still failed. Still failed.
You know what? Some things you can't prevent. Okay. There's nothing you can do.
Number 3 is break a record. Now, why would you want to break somebody's record?
Let's stop. I am going to put the pressure on us. All right. That is a goal of Pops and Low radio show this year.
It is.
It is a goal. We've been discussing that lightly.
The sponges to the face. I mean, because listen, we've been trying to get David Rush on the show.
Yeah. And let's stop. Let's recap. Okay. So for those who haven't watched the show since the beginning, understandable. Okay. We're just glad you're here at all.
That's right.
For those very understandable that have heard that name before, we mentioned next week we're going to have a Guinness World Record holder on. It's Popthusiast. He is the most Funko Pops in the world. It's awesome. But we had one of our odd news stories was David Rush is a Guinness World Record holder for most wet sponges thrown into the face in under a minute.
That's right.
Okay.
43, I think it was.
Yeah, it was 43. And so we are trying. Me and Pops have been brainstorming. So if you guys have ideas, put it in the comments. We want to break a Guinness World Record. We just don't know what to do.
Now, listen, if David Rush happened to hear this show and we threatened him, said, listen, David, we're going to go after the whole sponge to the face record unless you come on the show.
Cool.
See what I'm saying?
And you know what? I'm going to take it one step further. I will personally attest to the fact that I will make sure Pops breaks it.
Absolutely. Do I throw or you throw?
Oh, no.
You're throwing?
I'm getting the arm warm now. So.
All right, good.
Yeah.
I'll take the sponges to the face. I'm really good with that.
We'll both be done after 3.
That'll be a live stream. We will live stream that.
We're going to live stream our concussion.
So break a record.
Yeah, I'm saying that's one we have to do this year.
I agree.
That's on the list.
Awesome. Make a new friend every month. Now listen.
I'm good.
First of all, I don't know. I don't need 12 friends. Okay. I don't.
That sounds like The Office. I need maybe one.
Maybe one or two good friends. I don't need 12. And I have friends I haven't even used yet. So I'm not interested in 12 new ones.
Here's the thing. How about it says 12 every month?
No, a friend.
Oh, a friend every month.
Every month.
I would like 12 new followers every month.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I mean,
can we work on that, people? Can you help us out there? If you're watching,
we're sounding desperate.
We at this point, look at the numbers. Wouldn't you be?
Make a new friend every month. Not gonna happen. I mean, I don't think I've made 12 friends in the past 48 years.
COVID discourages friendship.
That's right. We don't need more friends. Now, Facebook friends is different because they're not really friends.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't even call it acquaintances.
No.
Just people you get to observe their life at random sporadic times whatever amount of time you decide to continue to follow.
You ride a Harley? I ride a Harley. Let's be friends.
Bing! It's a friendship.
Develop a good relationship with your body. Oh, share it again. See, Thomas is the man.
Appreciate you.
I will say this. Thomas, to me, is a friend.
You know what?
You know, I've never met the man.
He's been a great friend to the show.
I just feel like he's a good... He is a good enough person that I'd want to be friends with.
The fact that he puts up with us as much as...
Oh, my God.
That speaks...
That alone is...
Leaves some bounds.
Yeah. Develop a good relationship with your body. I don't even know what that means.
That doesn't sound pleasant, or maybe it sounds too pleasant. Either way, we're adults here. We can just move past that.
Not sure what that means.
The only relationship that I have with my body pertains to what food I'm eating at certain times throughout the day, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's a weird one. So, but this is the odd news. Number six is learn something you never learned as a child.
I mean, there's a reason.
How to solve a Rubik's Cube.
How to do taxes. Like, that's boring. Like, there's a ton of things I didn't know as a child.
How to balance your checkbook. Yeah, that sounds fun.
Like, oh, come on. Things you didn't know as a kid. I don't want to know anything I didn't know as a kid.
Yeah, what the heck? Something you learned. You didn't learn as a child. No, that's all right.
How many wet sponges can I take to the face?
Damn, that's what I want to know. I need to find out what kind of sponges.
Yeah, we need to research this. Yeah, we're going to recreate it.
If your guys,
he said, I like you guys. You guys are good friends.
There, see, bam. I'm going to put that on the big screen.
Yeah, we'll leave that up there for a while.
Yeah.
We appreciate that.
I do appreciate that.
Those are the friendships that we do need. We do. Man. Maybe we will take one of those a month.
Maybe we should.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't scoff at that.
Yeah. Maybe we should stop being so cynical.
Maybe I should. That's right. Well, who am I to think I can't have 12 friends?
Are you to think you can balance 12 friends? I barely keep up with the ones I have now. And for those of you that speaking of friends, I saw all you guys jump in the chat room earlier. Feel free to talk trash on my name.
That's right.
In the comment section. I'm sure you guys got loads of it.
Oh, my goodness. Who am I to think I can balance 12 friends?
I'm saying I can barely keep up with the ones I got now.
How about this one? Try a new food. Each week? That's 52 new foods.
Yeah, I probably do that, though.
What is out there that you haven't tried? Now, listen.
Everything.
I'm not going to go eat bat soup.
Found that out the hard way.
Yeah, right? And I'm not going to eat liver.
You know what? Exactly. The foods that I haven't tried, I won't try.
There you go. That's what I'm saying.
And maybe that's American of me, okay? But I'll take it. Maybe I don't. I don't want to ruin my stomach and my innards with Indian food or, I can't.
I try. This is a true story. I went to a friend's house. He was from Iraq.
Okay.
Okay. And he invited me over for this big dinner. It was like some special Iraqi holiday.
Right.
Right. So I get there and they have this massive spread of food. I mean, it's huge. You know, like the 6-foot plastic tables. There was probably 10 of them in there.
Those are the best parties.
And it was packed full of people and there was food and there wasn't one thing on that spread of food that I would eat. I didn't know what anything was.
Right? That looks somewhat edible.
So I took time and I combed over like the whole spread, right? I wanted to find, because I was starving.
I like how like everybody goes into a party with a goal. And it sounded like your goal was like, understand what's on the table.
I just wanted to
figure it out.
He told me, he said, come hungry because there will be plenty of food.
You're like, all right, cool. Bet I'll be there.
I said, okay. His name was Allah. All right, Allah. I said, I'm very interested in this. I'm open. I want to try new things.
Good for you. Cause I'm not.
So I went in there and it took me probably a good 20 minutes to just look over all of this food before I found one thing.
You're like, I will.
That I was familiar with.
What was it?
Deviled eggs. Now, I will tell you
that
this
is the best thing to be familiar with at a party.
So I took I was like, are those deviled eggs? Because I didn't know what anything else was. Right. Right? And I said, Allah, I said, I don't know any of this stuff. I don't know what I can't even tell what it is.
I'm scared.
Right? Like, you know, there was nothing in a tortilla. There was nothing on a bun. There was just nothing that I was used to. Nothing, right. You know, that I could say, okay, I know what that is, except the deviled eggs. However, they weren't like the mustard yellow.
Oh, no.
They were like a kind of a real dark brownish.
Oh, no. So is it like,
so I said, I asked him, I said, Thomas says liver is good for you.
Glad you enjoy it.
You're
probably
that.
Healthier than I am.
That's right.
Because I'm good on that.
So I was like, Allah, I said, listen, man, I don't know what any of this is. So he couldn't even explain it in like English.
There's no language.
What it was. I'm like, what? There's no Iraqi term for like cow.
Yeah.
Or
right.
Burger.
Like there's like, gotta be.
He kept saying, I don't know how to explain this to you. I don't know how to explain this to you. I said, okay.
You're like going down the table. You like point at stuff. He's like, no.
Yeah. So I finally get to the egg. And then the egg looked like the white part looked like the deviled egg, but the stuff was real dark brown.
That's scary.
Right.
That means spicy.
So, well, I chuck it in my mouth. Right. I'm like, oh, cause I'm starving.
Fire.
No, it was putrid.
Ew.
It was made of, I think I if I recall, cow tongue
was
ground up.
No.
And it was like a, I can't even.
And look, hard-boiled eggs are already a certain texture anyways.
Oh, just thinking of it.
Pair that with cow tongue.
Yeah. So I said, listen,
I'm out of here. I got to go get pizza.
Due respect. I was the only American in there. All right. Everybody else was of Middle East descent they were just mowing through this food. And I said, listen, you've got more than enough pie holes to take care of this food. I am starving.
I'm grabbing a pizza. I'll be back.
I am. Yeah. So I boogied out of there. I grabbed myself something from a fast food joint.
See, that's what you expect at a party. Thomas said homemade mac and cheese.
That's what I'm talking about.
He should have understood that you were coming and made like one middle
thing.
Of the way thing. Like, hey, here's mac and cheese with something I want you to try. Fine. Acceptable.
You know what? Do you know what Allah did for a living?
Oh, no.
He owned a pizza shop.
And that's what he made.
And there
you
wasn't
do?
One slice of pizza.
Wait, why does this sound familiar?
It was.
I feel like we've talked about this before.
We've eaten at the pizza shop back.
Oh yeah,
in
was
Plumborough,
that
in Holiday Park?
Was that Amelia's or was it?
That was Amelia's pizza.
Holy cow!
Yeah,
there's a little flashback for
you. But the reason he wanted to treat me to dinner was because I went to his house and I set up his cable.
Oh,
like his dish network and all that.
He's like,
because he didn't know how to set it up.
I don't
up.
Know how to do any of this. Yeah. I'll make you my food.
You come over to my house. I would feed
you. So he invites you to a party where you know you're not going to eat
says,
any.
Thank you, John Smith, for the setting up the cable
you're
TV.
You're like, dude, you couldn't give me a free pizza. I'm out.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Homemade soup. I'm a big soup fan. I know there's other talk show people out there who despise soup. I happen to love soup.
Soup is fine.
I'm a soup guy.
Look,
listen to me.
Soup Nazi.
I will tell you this. Dick's Diner in Dick's Murraysville, Diner. Pennsylvania, right along the highway
22
has the best French onion soup known to man.
I've heard it. I've heard this.
Best soup. Unbelievable. And then you get some fries with gravy on it. And our Canadian friends, they call that poutine.
Yeah. Poutine.
But they put the cheese curd on there. I don't need the cheese curd.
I'm not a big fan of the cheese curd. I like
not
poutine,
a big fan.
Though. But
yeah, not a big fan of the cheese curd, but the gravy and fries and then some of that French onion soup.
Yeah, that's a win.
It had a big crusty piece of toast on the top of it and the mozzarella cheese melted over. Oh, man.
Gave me chills in the best way.
Oh, it was so delicious. I think it was mozzarella cheese because it was real stringy, real stretchy.
Yeah, it's either that or... like a Parmesan or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Interesting.
All right. Back to the list. We got a few minutes here. Make the usual unusual.
What? In the ever-loving Lord's.
I think what they're saying is go out and do new things. Don't
just
continue to repeat. Well, they're trying to be smart and fancy.
And that's a thing. Yeah. That's why I don't like resolutions. Live life to the fullest means nothing.
Right.
It doesn't do things that you normally wouldn't do. What does that?
I don't know.
I don't normally take the 202 because I work on the south side of the 60. Like I'm not going to take the 202 to go south of the 60. Like, come on. I don't.
You know, what's another great product that we, that sponsors the show.
You know what? I do know what is another great product, but I'm going to go ahead and let you, play it for us.
Here we go. If you're looking for specialized or custom engraved gifts, you've got to check out Nut Tree Designs Company on Etsy. Nuttree Designs Company offers numerous handcraft items that create long-lasting memories made from family heirlooms. Their most popular item is a custom cutting board with family handwritten recipes engraved on them to preserve those long-standing, delicious favorites. This is not all they can do, so make sure you check out their Etsy store and let your imagination wander. The link to the Nuttree Designs Company will be below this video, or if you're listening to the podcast, it will be in the description of the podcast. Check them out, Nuttree Designs Company on Etsy. Now back to the show. All right, so I got to tell you this. Nuttree, with their whole cutting board thing.
Yeah.
As you know, your grandmother,
yep,
my mother, the was OG. An unbelievable cook. I got to tell you,
it wasn't fair for everybody else.
No, and she made up a lot of her recipes. And so I still have recipes that she handed down to me that are in her handwriting.
Yeah, I'll say, yeah, she wrote them and stuff.
So that is Nuttree Designs. That is the perfect gift. I'm going to get some of those made, and I'm going to get some for my immediate family members in her handwriting.
I'm telling you,
what a great idea.
Than that.
What a great idea.
Literally cherishing memories.
All right. Let's get on here. Sort out a financial worry. That's number 9.
If I could do that just as a resolution.
Yeah. Just one.
Just you one. Know how easy, like you made it sound like figure it out. Like what?
Well, we're going to sort
nothing
it
out. Figures it out other than more money. Like there's nothing. You know, win the lottery would have been a better resolution than that. Like, I don't. Yeah.
No, it says sort out a financial worry. I mean,
it would like, take the lottery to do one of those.
Yeah. So if I do one a year, that's it's going to take me 15 years to figure out all my financial. Yeah,
same time you pay off your mortgage, like 75. Ah, geez.
Number 10, do something nice for others every day.
That's a lot of work. And look, I know that this has been a very cynical Pops and Lowe's show. We're talking about things that we can't do, wouldn't eat, don't want to partake in. All right. But
that is a deviled egg. That was no deviled egg.
No.
Okay.
It was devilish, but it wasn't
egg. Yeah. It was. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was moldy awful. And,
yeah.
Oh, God. It hit my mouth. And I wanted to literally spit it out on the table.
Yeah,
like the second it hit my mouth.
That's like the first time I ever had bread and butter pickles. What poor excuses for humans. And if you guys like them out there, I'm calling you out. Disgusting. Yeah. Unacceptable.
Nah, the sweet pickle.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah,
it shouldn't exist.
Yeah. No, you're probably right.
I'm take definitely a cucumber and pour pickle. Sugar on it and then chomp on it if that's what you want. That's disgusting.
Yeah, so I, you know, even if he would have had some homemade soup, you know, like Thomas Hamilton mentioned, even if he would have had
risky,
it would have been like there would have been like a cow leg in it.
Yeah.
Or like a hoof sticking out of it.
Or half of a frog.
Nothing normal.
Right.
Nothing.
Things.
Yeah. A turtle shell. Floating around.
See, no. that's what's really unique about this world is like, think like that's what's normal to them. That's what they eat all the time.
I don't
like
get it.
Different dishes like that. But like,
yeah,
they're like, there's certain foods that they won't eat that we make.
Right.
And they're like, that's disgusting. I'm like, how? Like, but I guess they feel the same way. I don't know.
Unbelievable.
Interesting.
Well, that's it for the odd news and the list that we had. I don't know. You know, I kind of like the idea of getting our photo taken at 5 interesting places this year. I think that's something that we should challenge ourselves with.
I think that's something that we should also challenge our listeners with.
And I think it should be somewhere that you've never been before. So you can't have that photo or already on the photo roll. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know
and if it that's going to be a realm
of possibility for me, but, you know.
It's interesting. It doesn't have to be France. It doesn't have to be, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
for
sure.
It can be just interesting. It could be, I don't know, the public restroom at your work. That's interesting.
Okay, so you should have premised with that. You should have premised with that. You should have said, this can be something.
Interesting.
Interesting or odd news related.
There,
that's an what odd it needs to
place,
be.
It's got to be an odd place.
So
if you want your photo, you could
odd places,
places and you post. Yeah, that's right. You message them to us and we'll post it on the show.
And maybe we'll even do like a big collab, do like some sort of slideshow of all the odd places people have been.
Like if one of those things pops up, like they have been in the desert, those like
big monolith. Yeah.
The monolith.
You get a monolith
that pops up in your neighborhood. See what I'm saying?
Yes. Or like they have like that world's biggest cowboy boot out in Texas. Like
love it.
Stuff like that.
Love it.
Winner.
Yes.
Yeah, that type of stuff.
There you go. Get your photo taken in five odd places.
Yeah, that's your goal.
That's your goal.
This year.
You send those five to us, we'll post them.
Yeah, you can do that at any point this year. You ain't got to wait.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, man.
Well, I don't know. We have about 3 minutes left.
Yeah, this has been a real cynical show. I just want to apologize again. You know, we're a little edgy right now. You know what? 2020 scarred us.
That's right.
Okay, we're a little edgy. We don't know. This is only day two of 2021.
Oh, by the way, your show is coming up in a half hour.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Undrafted GM. So people listening,
feel free to jump on.
Undrafted GM, we'll be back in a half hour.
Yeah, we'll be at 6:30 Arizona time, 8:30 Eastern.
That's right.
Yeah. So, yeah, feel free to jump on that. I definitely want some people's input with the playoffs and all that going on.
Well, now, if Thomas Hamilton's still listening, I don't know if you are, Thomas, but if you're still listening, one of those places that you could get your picture taken would be in front of the Glasgow, Scotland sign, like, welcome to Glasgow.
Boom. Yeah. Hey, he said, I will be there. Awesome. I appreciate you following the next show too.
Yeah, that's right.
But,
or if you get your picture taken in front of the beer cooler with John Smith's,
all you got to do is take a picture of it
in the back.
That's enough. We win.
Bam. I'll put that on the show every week.
Yeah. We'll post that every single week.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know what? Thomas just lives in an awesome country though.
He does.
Literally anything, anywhere that you could go would be amazing to us.
Thomas, have you ever been to Callander, Scotland? I have some of my heritage.
Yeah, that's a lot of your heritage.
Goes back, you know, on my mother's side, goes back to,
that's
Callander,
right.
Scotland.
Man.
So I would be curious if you've ever been there. I think it's near, I don't know where it's at.
You're like, it's near Scotland. Yeah,
it's near. If you look at the border of Scotland,
right,
it's inside
of that somewhere. It's within that
within shape that,
that they made.
The border.
Ah, geez.
Yeah. It might be near one of the locks, but I'm not sure.
You want to know what I'm curious about? You said near one of the locks.
Well, those are those finger lake
type things. I know. That's what I'm saying. They're everywhere.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's probably within a day's drive of a lock.
Yeah, probably. Isn't that crazy? The U.S., you could take a day's drive and be four states over.
Right.
Right. But in Europe, in the U.K., in different places
countries.
Like that, you're countries over. That's wild to me.
Yeah. You're well, we could take a day drive and get to Mexico.
I mean, yeah, but that's,
hey, look what time it is. It's time.
It's game time.
It's time to wrap up the show. I want to thank everybody who was in the chat room. I want to thank everybody who has participated and watched and viewed and all that type of stuff. And I just want to wish everybody a very happy new year. Until next week, take care and God bless.